Welcome back. You're listening Across the Border. We're going through 1 Kings. We just opened up the book today, and we'll continue. We'll jump right in here. So we have a division developing in the kingdom. David, being old and stricken in years, his son Adonijah, he wants to ascend to the throne like the kings of men. So a division is coming and is being developed here in this portion of our narrative. Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is by Enrogel, and called all his brethren, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, Benaniah, and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he called not. Wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, Hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, doth reign, and David our Lord knoweth it not? So Adonijah has taken the place on the throne, and the report now comes to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon. Now, therefore, Nathan continues, Now, therefore, come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel, that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of thy son Solomon. Go and get thee unto King David, and say unto him, Did not thou, my lord, O king, swear unto thine handmaid, saying, Assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then doth Adonijah reign? Behold, while thou yet talkest there with the king, I also will come in after thee and confirm thy words. And Bathsheba went in to the king, into the chamber and the king was very old. And Abishag the Shunammite ministered unto the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance unto the king. And the king said, What wouldest thou? And she said unto my lord, Thou swearest by the Lord, by Yahuwah thy God, unto thine handmaid, saying, Assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now behold, Adonijah reigneth, and now, my lord the king, thou knowest it not. And he hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host, but Solomon thy servant he has not called. And thou, my lord king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord after the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. And lo, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, Behold, Nathan the prophet. And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, My lord, O king, hast thou said Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? For he has gone down this day and has slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the king's sons and captains of the host, and Abiathar the priests, and behold, they eat and drink before him, and say, God save King Adonijah. So if you want to be the king, I guess you just have a big barbecue and call all your friends down and get them to start chanting, God save the King Adonijah, right? Well, that's basically the picture here. It seems if you throw a big barbecue and feed people, they'll pretty much do whatever you want. Apparently, remember when the Messiah fed thousands of them, they wanted to make him king right away. You see how that works? There's a kind of a mentality thing going on there. But even me, thy servant, and he said, of course, we're back with Nathan the prophet here. He says, but me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and thy servant Solomon, he hath not called. Is this thing done by my lord the king? And thou hast not showed it unto thy servant, who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? Then King David answered and said, call me Bathsheba. And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king sware and said, as the Lord liveth, that hath redeemed my soul out of all distress, even as I swear unto thee by Yahuwah, God of Israel, saying, assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and did reverence to the king and said, let my lord King David live forever. And King David said, call me Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet and Benaniah son of Jehoiada. And they came before the king. The king also said to them, take with you the servants of your lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride upon mine own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him their king over Israel. So that sounds a little more official, don't it? He's going to ride on the king's mule, and he's going to be anointed by Nathan the prophet and Zadok the priest, rather than just throwing a big barbecue and having people chant, God save the King Adonijah, or whatever they said. Yes, is it a barbecue or is it official? So Zadok the priest, they anoint him the king of Israel. He says, and blow ye the trumpet and say, God save King Solomon. Then you shall come up after him, that he may come sit upon my throne, for he shall be king in my stead. And I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, amen. The Lord God of my lord the king, say so too. As the Lord hath been my lord, and here actually there's two different words, Hebrew words for lord, uses the name, as Yahuwah hath been my lord the king, even so be he with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord the king David. So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down and caused Solomon to ride upon King David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest took a horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon, and they blew the trumpet. And all the people said, God save King Solomon. And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard it as they made an end of eating. So their barbecue was coming to the end, and now they hear all the commotion. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, wherefore is this noise of the city being in an uproar? And while he yet spake, behold, Jonathan, son of Abiathar, the priest, came, and Adonijah said to him, come in, for thou art a valiant man, and bring us good tidings. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, verily our lord King David hath made Solomon king. So you've had your own little party over here. Something official was going on. He made Solomon king. And the king has sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. And, you know, Adonijah's going, well, why didn't I think of that? And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon, and they are come up from thence rejoicing, so that the city rang again, and this is the noise that you have heard. And also Solomon sitteth on the throne of the kingdom. And moreover, the king's servants came to bless our Lord King David, saying, God make the name Solomon better than thy name, and make his throne greater than thy throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. And also thus said the king, Blessed be Yahuwah, God of Israel, which hath given one to sit on my throne this day, mine eyes even seeing it. And all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid, and rose up, and went every man his way. It's a, uh-oh, we better not have anything to do with this rebellion here. So they all got afraid, and they went their own way home. And Adonijah feared because of Solomon, and arose and went and caught hold of the horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon, saying, Behold, Adonijah feareth King Solomon. For lo, he hath caught hold of the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear unto me this day that he will not slay his servant with the sword. Well, it looks like Adonijah had a little attitude adjustment there. That's what you call a 180. And Solomon said, If he will show himself a worthy man, there shall not be an hair of his head fall to the earth. But if wickedness shall be found in him, he shall die. So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar, and he came and bowed himself to King Solomon. And Solomon said unto him, Go to thine house. In other words, don't worry about it, dude. Yes, indeed. Now, the days of David drew nigh, we're in chapter 2, verse 1, that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of Yahuwah thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord, Yahuwah, may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, and with all their heart, and with all their soul, there shall not fall thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. There shall not fail thee. And that's the promise. And see, there is a caveat there. There shall not fail thee, he said, a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, thou knowest also what Joab, the son of Zeruiah, did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, unto Abner the son of Ner, and unto Amasa the son of Jether, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his hoar head go down to the grave in peace. But show kindness unto the sons of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at my table, for so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom thy brother. And behold, thou hast with thee Shimei the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Bahurim, which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. But he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword. Now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou ought to do with him. But his hoar head bring thou down to the grave with blood. So David slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. Then sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. And Adonijah the son of Haggith came to Bathsheba the mother of Solomon, and said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. He said, Moreover, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And she said, Say on. And he said, Thou knowest that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their face on me, that I should reign. How be it the kingdom is turned about, and is become my brother's? For it was his from the Lord. And now I ask one petition of thee, deny me not. And she said to him, Say on. And he said, Speak, I pray thee, unto Solomon the king, for he will not say thee nay, that he give me Abishag the Shunammite to wife. And Bathsheba said, Well, I will speak for thee unto the king. Bathsheba therefore went to the king Solomon to speak unto him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her and bowed himself unto her and sat down on his throne and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother. And she sat on his right hand. Then she said, I desire one small petition of thee. I pray thee, say me not nay. And the king said to her, Ask on, my mother, for I will not say thee nay. And she said, Let Abishag the Shunammite be given to Adonijah thy brother to wife. And King Solomon answered and said to his mother, And why dost thou ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also, for he, mine elder brother, even for him, and for Abiathar the priest, and for Joab the son of Zeruiah. Then King Solomon sware by the Lord, saying, God do so to me, and more also, if Adonijah have not spoken this word against his own life. Now therefore, as the Lord liveth, which hath established me, and set me on the throne of David my father, who hath made me an house, as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death this day. What is that all about? What is Adonijah really asking for? And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him that he died. Adonijah put to death that day. Because the truth is that Abishag, if you understand, if you read the Old Testament and you understand how marriage, betrothal, divorce, and all of that worked. See, the king's wives belong to the king, and they also belong to his successor. And Abishag, even though David never knew her, see, Abishag belonged to King David as a wife, even though he never knew her. And so now she belonged to Solomon. And so basically, what Adonijah was doing was kind of worming his way in. See, and Solomon saw through it. That's why he said the things that he said, if you understand the reason that he said the things. He said, Why dost thou ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also. Right? Solomon sees right through this incremental plan of Adonijah to take the kingdom. First, he softens up, Solomon's mother, Bathsheba, with those words. Well, it should have been mine. See, he's still crying over spilt milk, but he admits that it was of the Lord. So you can see through his plot. He's beginning his plot to take the kingdom from Solomon. And that was just the beginning of it. And what did Solomon tell him? He said, if wickedness be found in you, then you will die. He already gave him the warning. And so he's plotting this wicked scheme, and Solomon sees through it immediately. That's what's going on here. Because, you know, in the natural, in the flesh, you would think, oh, well, that's he's not asking a bad thing. He just likes this girl, right? He just really desires this girl, and Solomon should give her to him. I mean, you kind of feel that as you're reading through the story. But there's a little more going on there, and Solomon sees through it. See, we go back where he says, if wickedness be found in you, then you will die. So he sends him home because he pleads for his life. And he says, go home. And he says, because he pleaded for his life, but he said, if wickedness be found in you, you will die. And there it is, the plot. He goes home, he mulls it over, and he plots and he schemes, and he goes, well, this is step number one. I'll get Abishag. I'll go to his mother. Rather than asking the king himself, he's going to go to his mother. You know, women have soft hearts, and they just, oh, well, gee, he really likes this girl, and, you know, why not, Solomon? So anyway, he sent by the hand of Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him that he died. Yes, he had him executed because he found that wickedness in him. So that's what's going on there. And unto Abiathar the priest said the king, get thee to Anathoth, unto thine own fields, for thou art worthy of death. But I will not at this time put thee to death, because thou bearest the ark of the Lord God before David my father, and because thou hast been afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted. So Solomon thrust out Abiathar from being a priest unto the Lord, that he might fulfill the word of the Lord, which he spake concerning the house of Eli and Shiloh. Then tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah. So now Joab's hearing all this goings on. First, Adonijah's killed, and Abiathar is being turned out. So the tidings, the word comes to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah, and he turned not after Absalom. So he didn't go after Absalom. He followed David when the Absalom thing came up, and Absalom took the throne when he was 7 years outside of Jerusalem, because Absalom was in Jerusalem. Joab went with David. So he turned not after Absalom, but he did turn after Adonijah. And Joab fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord and caught hold on the horns of the altar. Now, we've seen this picture before. We just read about it. Isn't that the same thing that Adonijah did? Well, let's see how this works out for Joab. And perhaps we'll see how that works out for Joab since we're coming up on the end of the hour, or the end of the hour here. We'll pick it up in our next session after the news. Go to my website, Cross the Border. Crosstheborder.org is the name of the website. And take advantage of the resources there. I was talking about how we use the reigns of the kings to determine the calendar. And I made some corrections there. I had some math errors. So if you're into that and you want to know which way the correction went, I'm afraid we're running out of time faster than I thought. I kind of wish it would go the other way, but I doubt if I'm going to live 50 or 60 years anyway. So we'll see you after the break.